Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and thank Him right now, amen. Amen. We're still here, amen. Come on, enter
thank
in
God.
With all faith, hallelujah. Give it all over to God, surrender, hallelujah, right now. Hallelujah, every person down this morning, again, pick up the piece that Jesus gives. Hallelujah, that's a pastor's understanding, amen. Come on, come on, come on. I don't care what it is, God is able to do all things but fail. Amen. We serve a God that heals, delivers, set free. We serve a God, hallelujah, that is able, my Lord, my God. Amen. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We come this morning, Heavenly Father, we come with all faith. Come by faith, trust you, O Lord, for mighty move in the life of your children. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, O God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for every beat of our heart, oh, God. Thank you for keeping us and those in our family, oh, God. Oh, thank you for your help, amen. My Lord, my God, if we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still could thank you, Lord, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah for your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we acknowledge that your Son, Jesus Christ, is our Lord and Savior, who we acknowledge is above all and has all authority and power in heaven and earth, over in and through our lives. Amen. We willingly bow and surrender, submit all areas of our life and all that we are. Amen. And all that we have unto you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, Son and Holy Spirit, the one true and living God, creator of heaven and earth, under your Lordship, our Lord and Savior and Master, we commit our total allegiance to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father and Holy Spirit, now today and for the rest of our lives, to do your work, to do your will, to obey you at all times, we give our permission and our life and all that is in it as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service, telling you that first and foremost, all that we are would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it to you to do good works, amen, and to have it to be in your total desire, will, way, and presence. We will and we are, amen, and will be transformed into your total likeness by your might and your power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus. Take your rightful place on the throne of our lives, and we give it to you for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely, that we be in glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree the prayer to be on, hallelujah, you to be on the throne of our lives, but in over all areas of our life, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, in all, through all, and above all of our lives. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the matter. Oh, Lord, God, have your way right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, fill these temples with as much kind of glory as possible. Lord, as we enter in this one, oh, God, Lord, we ask the higher. We release our holy faith, oh, God, most holy faith. Amen. And, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will fill these temples up with your glorious kind of glory to overflowing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, strip us when we're weak, oh, God. Lord, we come asking in Jesus' name, oh, God. Help us with our unbelief on today, that we may be healed, delivered, and set free, and those in our family may be healed, delivered, and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, in heaven, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We stand on your promise and say yes and amen. And we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh God, that you would just touch right now, God. Touch the sick, oh God. Send your word, they shall be healed. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Restore, oh God, restore our health, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, oh God, every part of our body, for it's you that have created us, oh God. Beautiful and wonderful. And we, Lord, we pray that you'll restore ministry that you've given us, oh God, Lord, that you restore our finances and support, oh God, that you restore, hallelujah, the peace, amen, the joy, the hope, oh God, that you will restore, oh God, our relationships, amen, our marriage, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, oh Lord, let restoration come, restore our businesses up, oh Lord, hallelujah, anything that the enemy has destroyed, amen, but we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy every force. So we ask, oh God, that restoration be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ, and that my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. But yet and still, we thank you, Lord. Right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. We declare and declare that we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen, from every sin, the curse of the law, of sin and death. And we rejoice in it right now, amen, hallelujah. We rejoice in the finished work, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you finished the work, amen, that you left nothing undone, that you said, it is finished. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Lord, help this world, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the wicked be purged out the land, oh God. Let the works of the devil come to nothing and let it be destroyed. Amen. Let confusion be upon the camp of the enemy, oh God. Let everyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy, oh God, to the life of your children, to cause destruction and death of to kill and destroy. Let them be cut down and pushed back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Lord, we need you to divine and intervene right now. My God, right now, and turn it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Kaya. Tell my mother you came ready to change it. We need you, Lord. Higher than most. We need you, Lord. More than anything else, Father God, we need you because we know what we have you. We have all that we need, oh God. For your word tells in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All your righteousness, Heavenly Father. We come seeking on today. For your word that we seek, oh God, and your word that we shall find, so we come seeking on today. You said we have not received because we have not asked, oh God. We come asking on today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Believing that it will be done according to thy will, oh God. We know, oh God, your will, oh God. Hallelujah. It's to bless your children, to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. And we just want to say thank you. Set the fire, oh God. Set the fire, Lord. Set the fire, your Holy Spirit. Set the fire, your Holy Ghost. Rashata. Okoshi. Lord, we love you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Saturate the atmosphere. Let us feel your presence on today. Move in us and on us right now. Hallelujah. Let peace be. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps according to Psalm 23. We acknowledge you, Father God, and precious Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. In all our ways, according to Proverbs 3:6, we acknowledge you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us all. Help us, oh God, and everything that we do, oh God, we will do it accordingly, according to your word in Colossians 3:23. Listen to your spirit, amen. hallelujah, and rejoicing as we do it for you. We have your promise that you will direct our path, amen, hallelujah. We will not lean to our own understanding or go by what we think is good, but we will trust in your Holy Spirit that you've sent, amen, with all our hearts, and we'll believe our path is directed by you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you. We decree and declare by faith, amen, hallelujah, because you are a shepherd, we shall not want. Lord, your goodness and you shall follow us every day of our lives. Amen. According to your word in Psalm 23:6, you we will praise your word, oh God, and put, hallelujah, our trust in you, oh God. According to Psalm 16:1, we would not fear what flesh and blood can do to us. Amen. According to Ephesians 6:12, we know that all things work together for the good because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. My Lord, my God, we're called, oh God. Romans 8:31, and if you are for us, who can be against us? We thank you, Lord God, that you're on our side, and we will not fear what man can do to us. Now, Lord, we bring our request to you on today. We've come, oh God, these 27 days, we thank you. For such a time as this, oh God, that you have set, oh God, for us to come together. You decree that you've ordained this time and this moment, oh God, to bless us, to increase us in your goodness and favor, oh God, to increase the anointing that's on our lives, oh God, to increase us in knowledge and wisdom, oh God, and increase us, oh God, in your word, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare that the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, trying to enter into our lives of those in our family and all that we love and concern about their lives. And we thank you for it. We decree that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare victory on today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, oh God. And that your mercy endures forever, amen. And that your grace is sufficient for us, hallelujah. And your angels and, hallelujah, your protection, amen. We're so thankful, oh God, for, hallelujah, the salvation that you've given us and that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, amen. We're so thankful for the God that everyone in our household are saved, amen. Hallelujah, for your righteousness that is imparted into us, oh God, we're so thankful. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice and the inward witness, the candle of the Lord, according to Proverbs 20:27, oh God, that you sanctify us daily in the word. I was thankful, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding that we have it right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we're so thankful, oh God, for your healing past, present, and future, as you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, oh God, for divine health that we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Do all that you can do, Lord. Do all that you can do, Father God. Because we know, Lord, there's nothing that you cannot do. Just want to thank you, Lord God, that it is done for us, your children. We decree and declare that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're the head and not the tail, amen, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we don't owe anyone anything, amen. For you made us the lender, and not the borrower, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God, we pray and ask us today, oh God, that you increase us in love to love even more, amen. My Lord, my God. God, we pray for divine order for our lives and those in our family things are out of order. Lord, we pray, oh God, for guiding and the leading of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray, oh God, for divine position for our life, oh God, that you will position us, Father God, that we may be able to receive in the name of Jesus Christ and to give us the Lord. We just want to say thank you. Lord God, we ask you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, that you will make every crooked path for you, Lord, let every broken patch in our lives, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let us not be tempted by the worldly things or possession of people of this world, oh God. Help us to discern what is evil and what is good, oh God. Not being swayed by the enemy's lies, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We are what you say we are. You know our name, oh God. You called us. You set us apart. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, I ask that you touch the lives of your children, oh God, that's on the line today in a mighty way, oh God. Oh Lord, surprise us, oh God, with our favor on today, oh God. Let this be the set time that you release your extraordinary favor in our lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray, oh God, that you will bless and heal and strengthen our mothers, oh God, our fathers, oh God, amen. That you will continue to keep them strong, oh God, and keep them safe, oh God. We pray and we lift up our children and grandchildren and, hallelujah, aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews, amen, hallelujah, near and far, our church family members and friends, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bless them and help them, oh God, those that are operating in darkness, oh God, that you will call them, oh God, out of darkness and live your marvelous light, oh God, that they may receive you, hallelujah, your word in a mighty way, oh God, that will change their lives for the better, oh God. And those that have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they will ask them, how can I be saved? And we will have the word, oh God, that you will place in our mouth to give to them, oh God, that they will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ in a mighty way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. They will have a Holy Ghost encounter even right now, God. They lay down in their beds, oh God. And they rise up, oh God, for work or school, oh God. Let it be done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray that they'll have their own relationship with you, oh God. If they would seek you on their own, oh God. To know how good you are. Hallelujah. How faithful you are, God. How gracious you are, God. How merciful you are. We just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Do a new thing in us, Lord. Change that make us more like you. We don't want to just be hearers and readers of your word, Lord. We want to be doers of your word. Operating with integrity. Hey, hallelujah. Being humble in all our ways, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for forgiving us and delivering us from all this kind of evil. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We love you. We need you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we are blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you, Lord. Father God, as we go out today, and those that are already traveling on the road, to and from work or school or wherever it may be, oh God, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Oh Lord, with that blessing are going and coming on today, let, hallelujah, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form, and transportation that we may take over today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around, about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread or our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against the judge, Lord, your word says you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for answered prayers. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory
amen.
To God. Come on.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
God.
Thank you.
Every single day. Amen. To our praise, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody likes you. Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Break every chain, oh God. Let it be destroyed, oh God. Every stronghold and soul tie, fire. Let it be destroyed, oh God. Lord, fire. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We can't get it much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this. Thank you that joy has come this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we receive it.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, strengthen our spirits, man. We worship you.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And we will operate with in the spirit of obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Glory to God. Good morning. Hallelujah. God is still here. God is still good. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Still
amen. My God, my God. Let's not take that for granted. Every breath that we take, every beat of our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. Many of you have jobs and businesses. Amen. You have family. We have family. We have home. We have a place to live. Place to call.
Amen.
We're here in our right mind. We can feed our own.
Yes.
We can walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you don't have a car, but if you can walk,
My Lord,
my God, we clean up, we dress ourselves. There are many that can't. My Lord, we have ears that hear, tongue that speak, the eyes that see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know this morning that are people that have legs and hallelujah that don't work. Eyes that don't see, ears that don't hear, and a mouth that don't hear. They can't sit themselves up in there. Somebody has to do all of that to them. But we are able.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We are able.
Hallelujah.
So much to be grateful for. God is able to turn every situation around for our good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. I am so grateful this
morning.
Good morning. As we are day 27 in, I feel good. I just thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his faithfulness.
Yes,
I thank you that he is able to do all things. But
faith.
You just give it over to God. You just trust me in me. But if you're not getting any rest, and I'm not just talking about sleep, I'm just talking about rest, the peace of God. That we're not trusting in God. Because when we receive, we understand when he said, I give you peace, not that the world gives. The world can keep it away. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't care how chaotic it is. The peace that Jesus gives is passes all understanding. Even we ourselves don't even understand when we should be losing our mind. But God. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah, cousin Kim. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Doing just fine. I can walk. I can talk. I can see.
Amen.
I'm on my way to work, and I just want to say with the prayers. I touch and agree with the prayers because I've seen two men in my life within the last 2 years. One. Just over a month ago, he can't walk anymore. He can't do anything for himself anymore. And stuff. Then with my brother that lives with me, he can't see. So to God be the glory. Amen. Thank you. And I have Doris on the line. You all have a blessed day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Thank you, because we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. God is good. It woke me up this morning, closed me in my right mind.
Yes, Lord.
Able to see a new day, one I haven't seen before. And I thank him for it. I thank God for being on the line with you all, prayer warrior.
Yes,
and God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. God bless you, Sister Doris. We thank God for you and Cousin Kim. We love you so much. Know y'all going into work.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. May you have a blessed day in the Lord. Filled with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Strengthen. Amen.
Amen.
Peace
thank
in
you.
Every area.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you.
Thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen. 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 Tor, God bless you. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the blessings that went forth and to experience what it is to have the peace that only God can give. Because when you have it, you know it. Yeah. I'm just grateful. Grateful is nothing. God is a provider. So, I mean, I have everything I need. He's good, even when I feel that I don't deserve it. But he is good. He is gracious. He is merciful. And we are his kids. So it's like I think about my kids. You always have something to eat. You always have something to wear. Literally, all you have to do is wake up and go do what you were told to do, be successful, be prosperous, be a light, you know, be productive. And that's how I feel God feels about us. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. It's always good to have you on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Pressing on in. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God bless you. God keep you. Amen, amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Welcome, and how you doing this morning?
Amen, I'm doing wonderful. Amen. I thank God for breakthrough in my marriage, prayers, and I thank God for a breakthrough in my finances. And
amen.
I realize that all you got to do is just keep serving, keep being obedient, keep praying, keep serving, keep praising, and God will do it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough is
come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We press in and press on, believing and trusting God. And just, and I was telling the lady who does my hair, I said, just stand in that faith, the place of faith. And I always tell people, this is where God works miracles. Stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move to the left, to the right, to the back or front. This is where miracles happen. This is where miracles are birthed. Amen. In that place of faith, that means that you are trusting God solely. You like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to rest and believe and trust you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to stay right here. And I won't be moved. Devil, you are lying. I'm not coming out. You're not going to dangle worry and fear and all these other things in my life. I need to come out of that place of believing and trusting God. I'm not going to do nothing else. I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to move when God says move. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to move out of place and believing and trusting God, no matter how hard it gets and how bad it looks. God is able, and he's always with us. Amen. No matter what. No matter what, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful, you know, for this time that we have all spent together as we'll be wrapping up on tomorrow, just thanking God for all of you. And God bless you, Minister Murray. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you and that you will receive that extraordinary faith that will be continued in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am doing good this morning. As I say, as we get wrapped up in prayer, it gets a little, there's an attack on my voice, so it's a strain, and the enemy is really trying. We will not let the enemy stop. You know, normally when we pray, whether it be 28 days or 40 days, it's an attack on my voice, and I just, you know, we have to just keep pressing on. You know, I can feel the hole and the tug and the pull. When I'm praying this morning, knowing the enemy is upset and mad, and we just have to keep on going.
Oh, yeah.
How is it that you're still going? I'm attacking everything about you, everything, and you still getting up, and you still going to intercede. You're still going to make sure you're in position. You ain't been asleep.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can't have no excuses. There ain't no excuses. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just thank God this morning, and that's why I want you to know about my voice. I am grateful because I know that ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
And I just thank God for his peace. I thank God for his help. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be able to be silent in situations where I feel like I need to speak because I'm being attacked by someone. Verbally, they're going off on me, but understand that they've allowed a spirit that's not of God to enter in and to use them. And I refuse to allow the spirit to enter into me to use me. I thank God for me. Hallelujah. To say,
don't say
I'm going to work that out for you. I'm going to turn that thing around for you. So don't you say a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God, God bless you. Amen. It's, I just, I can't say, I can't tell it all. Amen. I just say, if I can tell it all, we'll be all year. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Lord. Amen. Just praying for our children, you know, my children, our children on this morning. I want to continue to live with my children. Amen. Our young children. Our adult children, those of us that have adult children, like myself, our little ones, our grandchildren, and just praying for their peace because and their protection of their minds, because what's happening is that they're looking at everything else that's on social media, whether you show it to them, someone else show it to them, or they have access to so many things. These children are becoming so depressed, and they're, you know, they're, a lot of them are suicidal because they're comparing themselves amongst themselves. I'm not like that. I'm not, I don't look like they look. I don't feel pretty. And it's just, you know, it's really, if you've seen the news, the children are, they're just going through a lot. So I definitely want us to pray for our children, for their minds, you know, that God will just cover their minds and keep them, amen, in perfect peace. And they won't be troubled. And that they will know that they are loved and they're beautifully and wonderfully made. Amen. I have daughters. And a lot of times, you know, the girls are looking at others and they want to be like them, and, you know, just really pouring into them that they are beautiful. They were all, they're already beautiful. Something more that they need to do. Amen. So I'm just praying that God will protect our children, protect their minds. Amen. They won't be tempted by the world, the position of this world of people, because it is everywhere. It's all around them. So God bless you. God keep us. So we just want to continue even after this that we're, you know, really praying and interceding for our children and that we don't stop.
Amen.
Glory to God. Our scripture today is coming from the words today is coming from the book of Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 1 to 13. Am I doing 1 through 4? It says to read the whole chapter of Corinthians, chapter 13, to read the whole chapter, so I will be obedient to read the whole chapter of Corinthians this morning. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'm coming out the New King James Version, it says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in equity, but rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will be vanished away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see, hallelujah, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide in faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Amen and amen.
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 Hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word this morning. You read the book of Corinthians before. When you look at 1 Corinthians 12. Apostle Paul gave evidence of the Corinthians' lack of love and the utilization of spiritual gifts. Now here in 1 Corinthians 13, as we read, defines real love. Also in 1 Corinthians 14, it shows how love works. Love is more important than all the spiritual gifts exercised in the church body. Love demonstrates the ultimate purpose of human existence. God's love is the reason this world exists and why he wants to spend eternity with us. Amen. We have the wonderful opportunity to love him in return and love others because we understand how love changes everything for good. Great faith, acts of dedication or sacrifice or miracle working. I want to understand power produces very little without love. Love makes our actions and gifts useful. Hallelujah. Although people have different gifts, everyone can have a huge amount of love. I ask God to increase us in love. Amen. To love even more.
Amen.
To love like Christ. Truly love.
Mm-hmm.
When we love like Christ, we truly love. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with y'all before we go on our petition. I was writing a new play. My cast asked me to write a new play after the last show. So I said, okay. I had no idea how am I going to write this play. So I was excited about it. I said I could do it. And I want y'all to know I finished that play. It is finished. I thank God for it. A new play. We performed it in February. So I wrote a new play, wrapped it up yesterday, this month to perform next month. And I'm just so grateful that God has given me creative writing to do that play. I'm excited. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Glory to God. That's a true gift.
63 pages. And I just thank God for it. I mean, brand new. I'm just grateful, just overflowing. God is really doing a new thing, a new work. And I wanted to share that with you all. Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
Amen. I know Cousin Kim and Sister Doris are probably at work already. They're entering into work. God bless you. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead. Prayer petition.
Yes, my prayer. I come into agreement with all that has been poured for the kids, for our family, for God to increase love, because that is when it all boils down to it. The most important thing is love. We created to love, you know, so that God will increase love in us all, the kids, you know, and God will open our hearts up. Like, you know, I guess my prayer petition is that any part of our heart that is callous, that is hardened, that is closed off, that it be opened up. And that we can love in spite of what people do to us, that we can continue to love in spite of how we feel, that we will have kingdom emotions, and we will know that equates to loving people over the limit, loving people like God loves us, and that people will experience the love from God so that they know what the love feels like, so they know what example to go by, because a lot of people have not even came to acknowledge that love that God gives to be able to even give it. People are empty. So I just pray that God fill us up with his love and that it overflow.
Amen. 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 We receive that in Jesus' name. Oh, gracious Lord, as we come before you, God, will combine faith with your daughter, every petition that she has prayed on today, oh God, that you will answer prayers, oh God, that we will love like Christ, love the more, God, have the love of you, Father God, in us, overflowing, amen, those that are empty, oh God,
amen,
that does not know how to love, oh God, and has not received love, amen, because they have not received you, Father God, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that they may be filled right now with your love, oh God, and experience that love right now in the name of Jesus Christ, to overflow. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name right now, oh God, that we'll be able to love the unlovable, amen, hallelujah, to forgive the unforgivable, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, open up our hearts, oh God, oh Lord, those that have a hard heart, oh God, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you're creating them a clean heart, oh God, amen, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, removing every hard heartedness, amen, every callous right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be uprooted right now, oh God, oh Lord, fix that is broken, those that have a broken heart, oh God, Lord, we ask that you mend the tear right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, thank you for your love.
Thank you,
Father God. And in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory Amen. To God. God bless
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord. We love you. Thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you, love you. Amen.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Lauren mm-hmm. Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my prayer petition today is that God would likewise fill me with his love, that it continues to bubble up, bubble out to touch somebody. And my prayer is that my light will continue to shine. A lot of times when your light is shining, people try to stuff it out, but they can't stuff it out. You know, God has all power.
Yeah.
God is more powerful than the enemy. So we have to continue, like Twan was saying, and you were saying in the scriptures, we have to continue to love daily. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we bless your holy name. Lord, we come with combined faith, oh God, with your son this morning. Oh Lord, that you would just bless him, oh God, even the more, increase him in love, that it will overflow to others. Amen. Overflow into their life, oh God, that they will see your love operating in him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let his light shine even bright, oh God, that all will see and know how he is inside you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as that all will see and know and perceive and say, that is a man of God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as it is done. Amen. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
While we're here praying, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was given this word. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We're going to have a time where we can come on this line and let's talk about it.
Yes,
let's talk about it. Amen. Let's talk
Thank
about
you,
it.
Lord.
Amen. You'll get a text message saying when it'll be. Once a week, we're going to come together and we're going to talk about it.
Please.
That's what I got. We have a
yes,
chance
Lord.
To come.
Yes,
because
Lord.
A lot of times we don't, we have people we can talk to, but we can't talk to every, we can't talk about everything to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have a platform where we can come and let's talk about it, and it stays mm-hmm. here, amen, and we're able to pray about it, whether you're angry, whatever it is, it's a
yeah.
platform where we can come and we yeah. can talk about it, and it won't, nobody else will have access to it unless they're on the line, so mm-hmm. it won't stay on the line where anybody can listen into it. We're going to come
mm-hmm.
and we're just going to let talk about it, amen, and what the word of God
Lord.
Says and be encouraged by the word of God, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should be honest
Thank
about
you,
it. That's how we're healed. That's how we're delivered. That's how we're set free when we come.
Yes.
Amen. And
yes.
we're able to, you know, I want to speak on my behalf, like to be able to get it out. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times this thing is on the inside and you can't talk about it with to everybody. But just to be able
mm-hmm.
to get it out and talk about it. Amen. And be encouraged by the word of God. You know, there's
Thank
something
you,
for everything that we're going through in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Minister
yes.
Lord. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. At this time, I'm going to wrap us up and close us out in prayer here. Amen. Just praying that God will just continue to bless us and, you know, keep our children as he decree and declare on today. Just going to do some affirmations here. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Holy name. Lord, we thank you, God, for answer prayers this morning, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, that you received our prayer petition, oh God, that you not just only hear our prayers, oh God, but you answer the prayers of your children, oh God. That your word said, yet while we're still praying, you already answer. So we thank you, oh God, for answering prayers, oh God, to increase us in love, oh God, to overflow into love even the more, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, because we know that love covers all things. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that we understand and know that we can have everything else, oh God. We can prophesy. Amen. Hallelujah. We can discern, oh God. But if we have not love, oh God, we have nothing. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. As we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are established to the end according to Romans 1 and 11. Amen. My Lord, my God, that our children are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Our seeds are blessed. Hallelujah, the Lord. Amen. We decree and declare that we're set free. and we're free indeed. That we're strong in the Lord and we're dead to sin. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Amen. That we're in Christ and his doing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That we're an expression of life in Christ because he is our life. Amen. We're chosen and dearly loved by Christ Jesus. We're sons and daughters of light and not of darkness. Amen. We're holy brothers and sisters partaker of a heavenly calling in the name of Jesus Christ. So that we are one of God's living stones and we're being brought up as a spiritual house. Amen. We're chosen race, a royal priesthood of holy nation, of people for God's own possession to proclaim the excellence of him. Amen. We are the enemy of the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. We are now a child of God and we resemble Christ when he returns in the name of Jesus Christ. We are now we are not the great I am, but by the grace of God, we are who we are. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are justified, completely forgiven, and made righteous according to Romans 5. We are dead with Christ and we're dead to the power of sin. Ruler over our lives. We're dead and we no longer live for ourselves, but for God. Hallelujah. We're bought with a price and we're not our own. We belong to God. We're established and anointed, sealed by God in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are. Hallelujah. We are God's children. We are accepted in the beloved and we're complete in him. We're alive with Christ. Hallelujah. And we're free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God and we're about to share in his inheritance. Amen. We're firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. My Lord, my God, we're born of God and the evil one cannot touch us. And we just want to say thank you. We are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We decree to God, Deuteronomy 28:2, that we are overtaken with blessings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We are the righteousness of God. And we are the ambassador for Christ. Hallelujah. We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we're being changed into his image right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for turning around for our good. Thank you for your help, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall overcome because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare it is so. Shall be known. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God, the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. The God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you and your family. Hallelujah. God bless you in all that you do for Christ Jesus. Amen. Next time
amen.
I call your name, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. Twan, God bless you.
Yes, I receive all that has went forth and I believe. To God be the glory. And I pray y'all have a blessed day.
Amen. God bless you, niece. I love you so much. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to encourage you on today, Pastor, for having us on the line. And as much as praying that God would bless you, that we would continue to be able, like you were saying, to come onto the line and pray and talk about it, because we are saints. We have to encourage one another. We are strength to yeah. each other. And I'm just so thankful and just so grateful that God has put it on your heart to for us to have this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I'm so excited. God bless you, Minister Lauren. We love you so much, brother. Hallelujah. Let's talk about it as we're sitting here. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is real. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Yes.
God keep you. Amen. And Cousin Kim and Sister Doris, God bless you. I know the line is still on, but they're at work. But God bless you. I just thank God for this time that we have had here on the line. These 27 days as we wrap up on tomorrow. I'm excited.
Yes,
walking in
amen.
Walking in sensation. It's expecting God to do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
my Lord, my God. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing, and now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your total obedience will bring you total deliverance. Amen. God is with you. Whatever is before you will be defeated because the God you serve is a God from whom nothing is impossible. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life through the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. We believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God
amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. God bless your
thank
family.
You,
I love you. I thank God for you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him.
My Lord, my God.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever.
Yes, God.
Of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.